Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really effective jungle and old-school DNB trick, drum bus pitch movement in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those techniques that can instantly make a loop feel more alive, more unstable, and way more period correct, especially if you're working with breakbeats, respace, and that classic rave pressure. The big idea here is simple. Instead of leaving your drum sitting perfectly still, we're going to introduce subtle pitch movement to the drum bus that gives you tape wobble, sampler energy, and a bit of that gritty old records feeling, without totally wrecking the groove. So we're not trying to make the drums sound wrong. We're trying to make them feel animated, like they've got a little history on them. First, build your drum layout properly. Load in your kick, snare or clap, hats, a chopped breakbeat loop, and maybe a bit of percussion or ride. Then group those drum tracks together with CMD or Control plus G. Give the group a clear name like drum bus, breaks, or jungle drums. This matters because the group becomes your control center. In jungle and DNB, processing drums as a unit often gives you a much tighter result than treating everything separately. Before you start pitching anything, make sure your individual drum sounds already work. Your kick should not be fighting your sub. Your snare should hit hard in the mid-range. And your break sample should already feel usable on its own. If something is obviously off, fix that first with tools like EQ8, Tuner, Simpler, or Drift if you're resampling something pitched. The better your source material is, the cleaner your bus processing will behave. Now, one important choice. Do you pitch the whole drum bus or just part of it? If you pitch the entire bus, you get a dramatic, warpy effect that can be amazing for transitions, fills, and intro moves. But if you only pitch the break layer or the tops, you keep the kick and snare more stable, which is often safer for heavy DNB. In a lot of cases, the best answer is to separate your kick or your low anchor from the rest of the drums, then apply pitch movement to the break texture and percussion instead. Let's start with the stock Ableton approach using shifter. A really solid chain would be EQ8 first, then shifter, then saturator, then glue compressor, and finally utility. Shifter is doing the pitch movement. Set it to pitch mode, and start with subtle amounts. If you want a gentle effect, keep the dry slash wet low. If you want full processing, go more extreme. The main control you'll automate is the shift amount. For an energetic rise, try around +2 to +5 semitones. For darker pressure, try -1 to -3 semitones. And for more subtle instability, work in tiny movements, like a few cents in either direction. The key here is restraint. If you shove the whole drum bus up or down by a huge amount, the groove can lose its weight fast. That's cool if you want a big effect. But for most jungle and old-school DNB writing, small pitch changes go a long way. The listener should feel motion before they consciously notice the trick. If you want a more classic and imperfect feel, try resampling. This is a great move for old-school energy. You can route your drum bus to a new audio track, record output, and then work with a resampled audio as a clip. From there, use clip transpose or warp settings to create pitch movement. This often gives you a more hardware sampler kind of vibe, because it bakes in a little imperfection. That slightly unstable, re-recorded feel is a huge part of the jungle aesthetic. Now let's make the movement musical. A really good approach is to automate pitch across a phrase. For example, keep the drums neutral for the first few bars, then slowly rise by a couple semitones before the drop, and then snap back to normal on the downbeat. That creates tension and release in a way that feels natural. You can draw these moves in the automation lane and shape them with longer ramps for tension or quicker dips for fills. This is where the arrangement really starts to come alive. Don't automate pitch all over the track. Save it for important moments. Use it in intros, 8-bar phrases, pre-drop builds, breakdown to drop transitions, and fills. A small upward ramp says anticipation. A quick downward dip can make the next drop feel heavier. A little wobble can suggest tape instability. These are small changes, but in DNB they make a huge difference. A really important thing to watch is the low end. If you pitch the whole drum bus, your kick may lose its authority. So if the kick and sub relationship is crucial, keep them on a stable path. Often the best setup is to let the kick live separately, while the breakbeat, hats, and percussion go through the pitched drum bus. That gives you movement without sacrificing impact. Always remember, in DNB, the kick and sub have to stay locked in. After pitch, and saturation to bring body back. Pitching can make the drums feel a little thinner or softer, so saturator is your friend here. A few dB of drive with soft clip turned on can bring back that tape grit and sampler density. You want the drums to feel energetic and a bit dirty, not sterile. This is especially useful if you're aiming for that classic old-school edge. Then glue the bus together with glue compressor. You don't want to crush the life out of the breakbeat. Just make it feel like one coherent unit. Aim for a modest amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 4 dB. If the snare starts losing its punch, back off. Jungle and DNB absolutely rely on the snare having identity, so don't overcompress the groove out of it. EQ is also crucial. Pitch movement can introduce weird resonances, extra mud, or harshness in the top end. Use EQ 8 to clean things up. If the bus gets muddy, make some room around the low mids. If the hats get brittle when you pitch up, tame the upper highs a bit. And if you need a little cleanup at the bottom, a gentle high pass can help, but don't overdo it. You still want the brake to feel full. Another classic move is to use warp and transpose on the clip itself. This is especially useful if you want that sampled from vinyl feeling. Try Beats mode for punchy drum content or Complex Pro for smoother loops. Duplicate the brake, pitch one version up for a phrase, then bring it back down. That kind of phrase-based choreography makes the loop feel like it's moving with intention, not just changing randomly. A really nice advanced idea is to split your drum layers by function. Give more movement to the top loop and percussion, moderate movement to the snare layer, and very little or none to the kick. That way, your rhythm stays anchored while the top end shimmers and shifts. You can also try tiny detuning instead of obvious semitone shifts. A few cents up or down can create that machine instability sound while keeping everything punchy. And if you want to take it further, layer a dry drum bus with a parallel pitched bus. Keep one path clean and stable and blend in the pitched version underneath. That gives you motion without losing impact. It's a really useful trick if you want modern control with old-school character. Here's a simple practice exercise. Take a 2-bar breakbeat loop, group your drums and shifter, and automate the pitch from 0 semitones at the start of the phrase to plus 2 semitones by the end of bar 4. Then add saturator and glue compressor. Duplicate the loop and make the last beat dip slightly before resetting to normal. After that, make 3 versions, one with subtle movement, one with a stronger rise, and one where only the break layer is pitched. Compare which one feels most usable in a real DNB arrangement. The main mistakes to avoid are pretty clear. Don't pitch too much unless you want a special effect. Don't destroy the kick and snare balance. Don't overcompress after the pitch shift. Don't forget to check the low end. And don't automate pitch so aggressively that it sounds like a gimmick. Also, always listen with the bass line on. A drum move that sounds huge in solo might be perfect in the full mix, or vice versa. So to wrap it up, the core workflow is this. Build a proper drum bus, pitch it subtly with shifter or clip-based warping, control the low end, add saturation and compression for weight, and automate pitch only where it helps the arrangement breathe. For jungle and old-school DNB, the goal is movement, grit, and sampler energy. If you keep it musical, this technique can make your breakbeats feel much more alive, much more dangerous, and way more authentic. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a lesson outline, or a step-by-step Ableton Rack template script.